Lecture 11, The Birth of History.
Hello again, and welcome to the 11th of our lectures in this series on the foundations of Western civilization. Now, in the last lecture, we talked about drama and about architecture as two of the great public arts of the polis, and in particular, of the Athenian polis. I want to turn today to another of the public arts, to another of the public conversations that went on in these polis. I'm going to turn to history. Now, you may say that that seems a bit odd, a bit paradoxical. I mean, haven't we, after all, for the last 10 lectures been doing history? Well, this way I suppose we have. What is history? Well, Voltaire once said, famously, that history is a bunch of lies the living tell about the dead. Henry Ford said history's bunk. The Greeks invented it. So what did they think it was? What is the point of history? Now, let's say right away, and I've made this point on two or three earlier occasions, as I hope you'll recall, that we can think of history as what happened in the past, and we can think of history as the way things are remembered, which in a certain sense means that the events of the past will take on new meanings, perhaps even change their meanings, as we reflect on them differently. That will be a useful thing to have in mind as we think about the Greeks and about what they thought history was. Now, let's be very clear. The Greeks did not invent historical mindedness. When I say that the Greeks invented history, I am saying that the Greeks invented a particular literary form that we know as history, or that we have come to know as history. When we talked about the Hebrews, for example, we saw that there was a powerful sense of historical mindedness among them. We also saw that its force was prophetic. You may recall my saying that to some degree, the Hebrews imagined a past as a way of charting a future. Now, we also saw, for example, among the Egyptians, a very powerful sense of historical mindedness.